Today's shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, second volume of Mishnah Berurah, is Daf Chav Dalet Omud Beis. We're going to conclude Im Yirtzeh Hashem Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, and we're up to the very top of the Omud Sif Ches. The Mechaber says, Kol Teva Shik Kriyuk Siv, every word in the Torah that has both a pronunciation and a spelling to it that are different, what's called the classical Kri Uksiv, it's read differently than it's spelled. So the Halacha Moshe Misinai tells us, Shetehei Nechteves Kimoshi Batorah, we have to write it out the way that the Torah has written it out, the Nikreis Binyanache, however, it is pronounced differently than the actual letters would seem to indicate. And this is Halacha Moshe Misinai, and this is called Kriyuk Siv. There once was a story the Mechaber tells, the Shekara Kamo Shehik Suva Bifnei Gedolei Ador. There once was a Baal Kore who read the word the way it was spelled and not the way the Masorah tells us to pronounce the word. And he did this in front of three Gedolei Ador. He did this in front of Harabonim Rav Yitzchak Abuhav. He did this in front of Rav Avram Valansi and his son, Rabbeinu Shmuel Al Valansi Beno. These three great Gedolim were present in the shul when they heard him read the Ksiv Ukri incorrectly. The Hisrubo, and they warned him, don't do this, that you have to read it, Shiakwa Kifiha Masorah, that you have to read it the way our pronunciation has come down through the years, that this is the proper way it's to be pronounced. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to read it the way it's spelled, V'lo Rotza. And therefore, V'niduhu, V'haridu, Mehateva. So they put him into Cherem, they excommunicated him, and they brought him down from being the Baal Kriya. Very interesting, short sif. On this, the Mishnah Berurah comments in Siv Katan Chav Zayin, Rotzulomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, HaKabbalah Shekibanu Lekrosa, that Mesorah that we have, the tradition that we have how to pronounce each of the words, is the way that we follow it. V'lo Azlinam Basar Ksiva, and we don't follow it the way it's written. Indeed, this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is called Nikras Mesoris Bi'alma, Eim Lemesoris. This is the Mesorah that we have, the tradition on how to pronounce the words. V'lek Mishum Isu Lekros B'Torah, Filo Osacha Shalom Enachzat. And don't think for a second that you're doing something wrong by reading this the way it's supposed to be pronounced and not the way it's written, and that you're, so to say, reading a word out loud without looking at it inside. The shiny hacha, this is different. Shekachi Halacha Moshe Misinai, this is in fact the proper way to read the word, although as we'll see in the Dirsha footnotes, he brings down that you should look inside while you're reading the word, looking at the proper way it's spelled, even though you're reading it differently. And we can see this in Dirsha footnote number 19, a very interesting discussion, first off, in terms of the way we pronounce the word Yisachar, which is spelled, of course, with two sins, Yisachar. So he brings down from the Sefer Mincha Shai, one of the great Sfarim on how to read and pronounce words in the Torah, and he brings us down the name of various Rishonim, Shiesh Likro Yisachar. We read it as if it only had one sin in it. He brings down from the Das Akenim Bali Atosos that the reason is, Shasin HaRishona Kineged Nostan Elokim Eschari. That's the name of Yisachar that is given, that Hashem gave me my reward. Vashnia is Kineged Sachar Sachartichah, that I rented him, Yaakov, from you, so to say. V'kivan Shashnia, who can get in Loshin Genai, the second one puts Rachel in a bad spot, so to say. So therefore, the second sin is not pronounced. It is spelled, but it is not pronounced. He brings down an additional reasoning that Yisachar had a son whose name was Yov, which was the shame of Avodah Zarah. So he changed the name to Yishuv. So he took one of the sins from his name and he added it to his son's name. The Chasam Sofer therefore brings down Halach L'maisa, and this is also by Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, that the first time you read the word Yisachar in the Torah, you should read it Yisachar, and afterwards, all the other times, it's Yisachar. The Stipe Lagon also held this way, albeit he read it Yisachar the first time he read it, and then he reread it again as Yisachar. Dirsha footnote number 20 brings down that there is no problem over here with reading a Ksiv Ukri as if you were reading it Baal Peh. He brings down from the Shari Ephraim, Mikol Mokom Tzorach Sheyiras HaTeva HaKsuva B'Sefer. You should look at the word that is written in the Sefer Torah as you pronounce the word the way it's pronounced, like the Masorah tells us. He then brings a Sefer Piskei Sharm, who brings a riot to this idea from the fact that Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it is pronounced Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Shem Adnus, or the Rav Vosner Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi says that if b'di'evid you didn't look at the word, you would still be Yotze. Rav Vosner also adds that if you had some wax that fell on a word that's a Ksiv Ukri, so you're not really reading the word anyway, so on Shabbos b'di'evid the Sefer Torah would still be kosher. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe Zatzal writes, Shem Nitva Shaiva Alateva Hanikris, Be'inyan acher, if you have over here the shaiva going on the word that's read in a different way, tzarech lotzi sefer Torah acher. That sefer Torah is not considered good. You can't rub it off on Shabbos, and therefore that sefer Torah is no good. Finally, in Dirshu footnote number 21, he brings down that there's this famous machlokis over here, whether yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemesoris, and that's what we're discussing over here at the end of Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, and that concludes Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. And now we begin Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Din Misha Karvatov, somebody made a mistake in the laning. He read a word incorrectly, he read trop incorrectly, etc. So what do we do? So Kara Vitah, the Machaber starts off in Sif Aleph. If the person who's laning made a mistake, he read it and he read it incorrectly. Afilu b'dikta kosachas, even in one word, he makes a mistake, even in one letter. Machzirin oso, you have to go back and reread that word correctly. The Ramah qualifies this and he says, Hagah, v'chein din hachazan akar. He says, number one, the same thing applies whether it's the person who's getting the aliyah who's reading, or whether it's the Baal Kore, the person who's laning who does this, even though somebody else is getting the aliyah. If the word is mispronounced, you have to go back and correct it. But he says, this is only the davka, shinoi shenishtana ayidei zeha'inyan. This is only true if the word that you mispronounced, if in its mispronounced way, changes around the context, changes around the meaning of the word, then you have to go back. However, avol imta binigina satam, if you just made a mistake in the trop, o binikod, or in the pronunciation of the word, but it doesn't change around the meaning of the word, ein machzir no so, then in fact you do not have to go back and repeat that word. There's nothing wrong if you do. If you hadn't said the Shem of Hashem, there's certainly nothing wrong, but you're not mechuyev to go back and repeat that. If you only noticed it later on, so then you certainly don't go back and take out a Sefer Torah, or go back to a previous aliyah, and go and repeat the word that was said incorrectly if it didn't change the meaning of the word. He does say, however, avol goar in bo, you are allowed to be upset at the Baal Kriya, at the person who's laning, for not preparing properly enough, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah's take on this in a moment. So now let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph. He brings down, what is an example if you weren't careful with a single letter? Kigon shechiser ohosif eza osu chedoma. You added on or subtracted a letter, as we'll explain momentarily, kmoshi yavoro lekama. And the Dirshu footnote number one brings down that the Ramah is going to explain momentarily that you don't have to change around the word, as we've already read the Ramah, if it didn't change the meaning. But the Makor Chaim and the Kaf HaChaim both disagree, and they say that the Shulchan Aruch holds that you actually have to repeat it even if it doesn't change the meaning at all, not like the Ramah is staying over here. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis, he writes, Machzirin oso, you have to go and return and repeat the word correctly. Shikrana B'diktuk, that you should read the word properly now. What does that mean? Behainu, bank issue omade a dying the pasuk. Yeah, this is true that you have to go back and read it, even if you're still in the middle of that pasuk, or bank shikvar gomar haparsha, or you finish that entire section. Nevertheless, you still have to go back if you change the meaning of the word for sure, and according to the Kaf HaChaim and the Makor HaChaim, even if you didn't change the meaning of the word according to the Mechaber. And this is true even if the person who had the Adaliyah has already finished the bracha afterwards. He said, no sein ha-Torah afterwards. So the person who gets the next Aliyah has to, the Baal Kriya, has to go back to the pasuk that the mistake was made on and read that. According to Menu Lahala, not Sofa Parsha, he rereads the entire Parsha from the mistake and onwards, and at least another three pasukim. Old Shlosha Pesukim, mi Parsha Sheachra, for the next pasuk. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, he writes, Achazan Kore, Kolomar, he's telling us, Achshav Shachazun Kore. Nowadays, when we have one person who is the Baal Kore, we've already discussed this previously, and it's reminded to us in Dirshu Foot number 3 that the two reasons why we do this, one is not to embarrass anybody that doesn't know how to lane properly, because they were supposed to get the aliyah, and they're supposed to lane. If they don't know how to do this, they'll be embarrassed. And second of all, because most people don't know how to lane properly. So this way, we make sure that there's one person that knows how to lane properly, and this way there won't be any fights. I do, I don't know how to lane properly, etc. And he says, the halach is, continuing the Mishnah Berurah, nami dina hach, it doesn't make a difference who made the mistake, the person getting the aliyah who was reading, or the Baal Kori who was laning. Alpha bishu enu mavarach al kriya. You might have thought, well, he's not really the one that made the bracha, so maybe this doesn't have such a big problem if he makes a mistake. The lav bebracha tali milso. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, no, it's nothing to do with the bracha. It's the fact that the laning wasn't done properly. It doesn't make a difference who laned it improperly. You have to go back under the circumstances that we said you have to go back. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Dalid writes, avalim ta. The Ramah said, if you made a mistake that didn't change around the meaning, then you don't have to go back. This is true even if you added on or subtracted a letter that doesn't change around the meaning of the word. For example, kagon, shakoroli, aharon, haron. You left out the patach underneath it without the aleph. Ola mitzrim, you called mitzriyim. uchadom, or any other mistake like that, where it really doesn't change around the meaning of the word. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'nokat negin or denikud, why did the Dafka tell us these mistakes? If you make a mistake in a letter, that's also as we just said. So why did he mention only if you made a mistake in the trop or in the pronunciation of one of the letters, as opposed to leaving out a letter? He says, mishum da pirov in mishtana yodim, because that's just a more common situation. The person will make a mistake in the trop, which doesn't really usually change around the meaning of the words at all, or if you just pronounce the word slightly wrong, but you said all of the letters in the word, that usually also doesn't change around the meaning of the word, and that is much more frequent. Ubenikud nami, he says, however, with the pronunciations, with the vowelization, if changing a vowel does change the meaning of the word, for example, going yase, bepatach, kora, yeose, bitzeri, or lehefech, or vice versa, or bachalev, bachata, bakora, bechalev, bitzeri, or yoshev, he calls yoshav, vachol kayotzi, or any other of these word changes, sha'inyan, mishtana, babade, that you change around the word from a different meaning to another meaning, then you also, machzir no so gambeniko, then you certainly do have to go back if the word was mispronounced to change the meaning. He brings down from the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim. He adds Hosif Od. He adds to this. Duadim Benigina Satamin. This would be true for the trop as well. Kishoin Mishtani Azeda. If it changes around the meaning by changing the trop, for example, Kigon Shikora Mishares Bimkom Mafsik. If you said a trop that is a continuation type of a trop rather than a trop that signifies a pause, then Machzir Noso. Then you do have to go back. Tishu footnote number 5 goes through all of the different trops that are considered trops that continue or extend the liaison from one word to the next, as opposed to other trops that are a signification of a stoppage point. I in Shem and Dishu for number 5 for all of the details. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Udalo kemo sha'omrim ha'amon," and not like most people say, "Shem koris Hashem in machzirim b'tor b'negina." That people mistakenly think that if you said the shame of Hashem in the pasuk and you realize that there was a mistake, then you don't have to go back. So, in Dershah footnote number 6, he brings down in this situation that Tzitz Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, Zatzal, paskened shem lo hirgish b'tauso ad achar sheiskir shem Hashem. If you didn't realize you made a mistake until you said the shame of Hashem, so then the proper way to do this is to finish reading the entire pasuk and then reread the pasuk again now correctly. However, if he says that if there's another shame of Hashem towards the end of the pasuk, then just stop right where you are, go and make the correction, the mistake that you made, and continue reading the pasuk from the correction that was just made. Dershah footnote number 4 brings down what happens if a person makes a mistake in the accent, whether it's the mil el versus a mil ra, or the hefech, vice versa. The accent is supposed to be on the beginning of the word or versus the end of the word, or the end of the word versus the beginning of the word. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes down, im hamashmos mishtana miloshen osu deloshen avar. Sometimes the word, let's say for example, ba'a, ba'a, changes around from past to future. Hashemesh ba'a versus Hashemesh ba'a. So therefore, you could change around the meaning of the word. Nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says you don't have to go back. That's not a requirement to go and repeat the word just by accenting it on the front versus the back of the word, or vice versa. If you said a word twice, so by accent the person said the same word twice, that's also not a reason that you make him go back and repeat the entire pasuk. And likewise, if you had a shva noch instead of a shva noh, so the word, the I sound of the shva, is not supposed to be pronounced, it's noh, or it is supposed to be pronounced, it's noh, or vice versa. So if a person made a mistake like this, so Reb Chaim Pelagi in his Sefer Chaim writes, Ein machzir noso, likewise you don't go back for this type of mistake. And likewise, Eishel Avrami Batrach says, if a person left out a mapike, you're supposed to accent the end of the word with a mapike, and you didn't do so, also you don't have to go back. Issue footnote number 2 discusses the very big problem. What happens if a person has a different accent? He's saying Sfaradit versus Ashkenazit. So if a person pronounces the words in a different format, Galiziana versus a modern Hebrew accent. So he brings down from Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Sheshinu Ha'avarus Kulamemes. All of these are appropriate, correct types of havaros, of pronunciations, and Einon Keloshon Acher. It's not like he said pronounced it differently. However, the Griz, Yitzchak Zev Salavechik Zatzal, says that no, we are makpid on this, and a person should try to always hear the laning from a person who has his same havara as he does, especially, for example, by Parsha Zohar. The Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel Avolim Toa points out that if you left out an entire word, even if it doesn't change around the meaning of the sentence, for example, you're supposed to say Ki Ani Hichbadeti, and you just left out the word Ani, and you just said Ki Hichbadeti Lo Yotzev Tzorach La'asor. If you left out an entire word, you absolutely have to go back as well, even though it didn't change around the meaning of the content of the sentence. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hei writes, "In machzir noso, if you didn't change the content, haynu bein mechazan akorei bein ba'ola." This is true whether it was the person who was getting the Elihu laned or whether there were Baal Korei laned. Either way, if it doesn't change around the content, the Ramot said you don't have to go back. Sif Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're Aval Goar Rinbo, the Ramot said, you can be angry at the Baal Kori who makes such a mistake. Because of the Chuvas Mara Mitz, he brings down for the Mamar Mitz. Hachazan Sorech Lachazor Mitchila Hasidra Shetei Shkura Befiv Kol Hadikdukim Bimisogin. The person who's going to be the Baal Kori has to practice. He has to prepare and make sure that he knows all the diukim, all the appropriate stops and pauses and proper way to lane. Le'el Umilra, the pronunciation on the beginning of the word, on the end of the word. Yomun Usmo, whether it's a sin or a shin, etc. The Kori Bimitun Velo Mihiras, he should read it slowly and not too fast. Because if he reads it too fast, Ulai Yavlia Shum Osoteva, because if you're reading too fast, he may swallow up a word or a letter. And this is all brought down in the El Yerabah as being Halacha L'maisa. Tishah footnote number 7 brings down from the Eshel Avrami Bachoch that when you are Goar Rinbo, when you're angry at this person, you should do it privately. It's only if after multiple times that you're telling him privately that he doesn't listen that you can do it publicly. The purpose isn't to embarrass him, the purpose is to make him change and prepare better next time. And Tishah footnote number 8 brings down from the Shari Ephraim that Ulam elu hamedachtekim b'kriyosam har b'yosim yatzorach. There are those that go overboard in their pronunciation, so that they actually pronounce the word so carefully that it actually sounds funny. So then, that's also not right. Ein ruach hachomim nochem mehem. And he brings down shekolam shana mimasha tzibur regilim b'dibur b'maisa yodol latatona. If you change around from what the tzibur is expecting, and you're too medachtek on a komatz gadol, komatz katan, that it makes the word sound funny. For example, that's also not correct. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'yishu she'em shon minyan. You have a small community, they do have a minyan. V'ei mishi yodea likros b'torah b'kehilchasa b'dikduk v'tamim. But there's no Baal Kori over there. They don't have anybody that really can lane properly. So nevertheless, the Mechaber writes, afilu hochi yikru b'torah b'bracha kehilchasa. Nevertheless, they should go and read from the Torah, make a bracha on it, and do the best that they can. And the Ramah adds, u'maftirim b'navi. And you can still do the maftir as well, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, Emitz Hashem in tomorrow's shir. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin writes, "Beli nigud atamim." Even if they can only read it without the trop, they'll just read each word. That's still acceptable. If there's nobody there that can even read it well, never mind with the trop. And they're going to make multiple mistakes. That's going to change around the meaning of the pasuk. Nevertheless, they're allowed to go and read the Torah and make a bracha beforehand and afterwards, in order not to forget about laning. Prichodesh disagrees. Since they're going to definitely make mistakes that are going to change around the meaning of the words. For example, instead of the word chaylev, they're going to say cholov, mizeicha, they're going to say zochar. Then shom yodeya sheyuchol lahachzer akor b'tosu, and nobody there is going to be able to know to correct them. They're all amaratzim. So then the prechodesh says pshita she'ein mevarach haTorah. They shouldn't make the brach on the Torah. V'imatir minavi, they shouldn't do the haftorah as well. V'ayin v'primogodim shegamu mitzadei kain. The primogodim passings like this as well. V'daito diyesh likros below brach, and he concludes it. It's better for them to not make a bracha, but they should read the laning. Sivkan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kil Chosa, they don't know how to do it properly. If somebody there could read the Tamim, he just doesn't know it by heart, but he could read it from a Chumash. So he should read it, as we'll see, quietly in front of the person who's going to actually be the laner. So he should say, for example, and then the other person should say it out loud. So he'll lead him, he'll feed him, as we say, and he'll lane it silently before him from a Chumash, and then the Baal Kriya we'll go and say it out loud. But the person who's reading it, feeding him silently, should read it very quietly. He shouldn't read it out loud, other than that the Baal Kori can hear him, because people won't be able to hear two voices at the same time. The reason is, the Lavush says, as Dershu footnote number 14 brings down, just so that the person who is laning will be able to hear him, and then he'll say it out loud for the entire tzibur to listen to. Issue footnote number 14 points out, however, if he's saying it first out loud and then the Baal Kori waits till he's done and then says it out loud, that would be acceptable as well. Issue footnote number 13 brings down, what about putting some sort of a stencil or a plastic over the Torah that already has all the nekudos and the tamim into that? So is there anything technically wrong with that? So the Shevet Alevi Zatzal Rav Ozner says that no, there's nothing technically wrong with that, but he doesn't like it. He says that's not the right way to do it. He doesn't like this idea of putting like a stencil, a clear plastic over the Sefer Torah with all the dots and all the trup there. He says he shouldn't do this. Likewise, the Eshel Avram says the Baal Kori shouldn't go look in the Chumash, look in the Chumash for the word, then read the word out loud from the Sefer Torah. Go back and look in the Chumash for the word, and then go read it from the Sefer Torah. It's too much fraught for problems that he'll read from the Chumash instead of reading from the Sefer Torah. And this is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. She'ein lahanicho lasos kein. You shouldn't allow the Baal Kori to do this. That concludes today's shir and Simon Kuf Mem Beis.